back to the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios for Mugs in the Morning on KODY.
And welcome back. Insurance agents Pete Voles, Brent Rocco, and Bo Witt. Community strong all day long. Glad to have Rick Windham right alongside us as we go back to KODY phone lines and have Sean Jacobs join us for the weekly update with the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Sean, of course, serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist. Sean, thanks for the time.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning, Mr. Jacobs, sir.
Good morning.
Sean, we were just talking about the temperature before we took a break a minute ago. But before we do so, let's talk about what we experienced a week ago. A little bit of cold in the area and a little bit of snow, as we've noticed.
Yeah, we had a couple storms that came in and brought a little bit of snow to the North Platte area. You know, amounted to, if you add both storms together, around the 5-inch mark, let's say, you know, plus or minus an inch, depending on your location. But I think most people really noticed about those storms was the influence of the cold air, that Arctic air that dropped south across the state. Several nights where we had below zero temperatures, which is well below normal, and just made for some bone chilling weather. Mm-hmm. But with that, if you don't like the cold, you're going to definitely like my forecast for the upcoming week.
Way to go, Sean.
Rebound nicely. Yes.
Now, Sean, yes. Before we talk about the wonderful temperatures you have in store for us this week, last week, not only was it awfully chilly and a little bit of snow, the temperatures we experienced, dangerously cold temperatures, right?
Yes, certainly. You know, and especially when you add in a little bit of wind with that, you know, you get an apparent temperature. And basically the apparent temperature of the wind chill is just the effect of heat being transported away from your skin. So it feels like a certain temperature just by adding wind to the cold temperatures. And we had some mornings, there was a couple mornings that were minus 20 or colder here in North Platte, which is certainly cold enough to cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes to expose skin. And, thankfully we weren't the coldest area. You had to head up a little bit further north, but across the region here in Nebraska, we saw temperatures as cold as minus 30, minus 32. So definitely some bone chilling, cold air that filtered south along with a little bit of wind.
Yeah, bone-chilling indeed.
Old Johnny Carson joke springs to mind. It was so cold, I saw local politicians with their hands in their own pockets.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that.
So, Sean, as we look forward to today, we notice we have temperatures that are going to be warming up to the upper 40s, and it gets even better later on in the week, it sounds like.
Yeah, it certainly does. You know, we're looking at temperatures largely in the 40s and 50s through this week, this work week, and precipitation chances are very low. I think our best chance of precipitation would come Thursday night this week into Friday. But at that, I do believe most of the precip is going to be well north and east of here across northeast Nebraska. But, clear skies are going to lead to some snow melt. And like I said, temperatures in the 40s and 50s. Starting off today, mid-40s, but by middle of the week, we're going to be in the lower to mid-50s across the area. So you're going to see all the snow melting, and it's going to feel nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, with warmth like that, that should have most of the snow absorbed, I would think.
You betcha. You know, and I even noticed it, we can watch, some time lapses of areas, and where there has been full sun, even the last 2 days, we've seen some snow melt. Certainly in those sheltered areas, we have a pretty good snowpack. But, I would expect majority, if not all, of the snow to be gone by the week's end. And really, heading into next weekend, more of the same. I mentioned that system that comes in Thursday night to Friday, which will cool temperatures back slightly. But even still, looking at the long-range forecast, late in the week into early next week, temperatures look to be largely near normal or above normal, with highs in the 40s next weekend, so it should be pretty nice, if you want to get outdoors and enjoy some wintertime activities. I know this past weekend we went on a little hike, there at the Buffalo Bill, along the river there, Buffalo Bill Scout Ranch.
Oh, cool.
That's a nice trail out there.
It is a nice trail, and, you know, I tell you what, you know, if you got out of the wind, it was just a beautiful day to, you know, look at the tracks in the snow and just have a lot of fun with that, so.
Awesome. Sean, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, you know, I did look at last year, my colleagues and I have some information if you're interested in the climate from last year.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So this one surprised me a little bit. You know, I know last year that we had periods where we got some pretty good rainfall, but it seemed like we were dry, and then we'd get some rainstorms, and then we'd be dry. But we ended up above normal precipitation here in North Platte last year. We ended up with 23.12 inches of rain, which is about 4 inches above normal, and it also puts it about the 31st wettest year on record here in North Platte. We have records that go back to 1875. So that one kind of surprised me. One thing that didn't surprise me is, you know, I figured we were warmer than average, which we were last year. And our warmest day was June 16th of last year, where we recorded a high temperature of 103 degrees. But this one's a little bit, you know, it shocked me a little bit. Highs above 90 degrees last year, we had 60 of them. And on a normal year, we had 37. But our average high temperature was 66.4 degrees here in North Platte. And that's averaging, you know, all year round. That's about 4 degrees above normal. So, you know, we certainly were warmer than normal. And the coldest temperature last year was minus 29. That's the air temperature, not the wind chill or the apparent temperature. That was on February 15th. And even our average lows last year, even though we had that big cold spell in February last year, our average low was above normal. It was a degree, 1.1 degree above normal. So our average low here in North Platte throughout the year was 36.9 degrees.
Wow.
And if you average all the temperatures, we were 10th warmest on record from 1875 to 2021. Our average temperature was 51.6 degrees, which is about 2.5 degrees above normal. So, you know, definitely interesting. And we're kind of holding true to that this year already. And, you know, just the few weeks that we've seen, we've had a pretty good cold spell, but you know, this next week is going to keep us back to above average. So,
Sean, I did see that you and your colleague shared that 2021 year in review on your Facebook page. So if folks want to check that out for themselves, I thought it was awfully interesting and good nuggets of information on there too.
You betcha, and appreciate that. You know, we are on social media, and something else that's on our Facebook page that I would just alert those who are interested in the weather. You know, we're actively right now searching for people to report to us what they see in their location. You know, we know what's going on pretty well around here because we have 25 meteorologists who are watching. Well, I guess 15 meteorologists who are watching, but you know, out in different parts of the county, you know, we can always use that extra set of eyes and people who are willing to call up and let us know what they're seeing in terms of snowfall and temperatures and you know, how much rain they get. So, you know, check out our Facebook page and, you know, give us a like, and then you'll see a call for volunteers. And if that's something you're interested in, just give us a call and we'll give you more information.
Sean, as always, we very much appreciate the time and look forward to talking to you later this month from the National Weather Service office. As always, we very much appreciate the time, sir.
Very much appreciate it. Thank you, guys.